Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today, we're tackling something that trips us all up at some point. Those pesky little voices in our heads, the ones that whisper doubts, insecurities, and just plain negativity. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a 24/7 negative news cycle? You know, the one with constant headlines like you're not good enough, you'll definitely fail, or why even bother? Well, I'm here to tell you those voices don't have to be the boss of you. We can absolutely rewire our brains to silence the noise and cultivate a more positive inner dialogue. Think of it like upgrading your operating system from anxiety-ridden beta version to a smooth-running, confident alpha. And trust me, this upgrade is going to make a world of difference in how you feel about yourself, your goals, and even your day-to-day life. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you overcome those negative self-talk demons and build a stronger, more positive inner voice. First up, awareness. You've got to know what those negative thoughts are before you can start tackling them. Pay attention to the language you use with yourself, those harsh judgments, the constant comparisons, that all too familiar feeling of inadequacy. Journaling is a great way to track these thoughts and patterns. You'd be surprised at how much negativity pops up once you start paying attention. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as facts, ask yourself, is there evidence to support this? Is it really true, or am I just making assumptions? Often, our negative self-talk is based on distorted thinking patterns and fears that aren't even grounded in reality. Once you identify these patterns, you can start to dismantle them. Here's a game changer. Reframe your thoughts. Instead of dwelling on the negatives, actively look for the positive aspects of the situation. Even in challenging times, there are always silver linings, lessons learned, opportunities for growth, moments of resilience. Shifting your focus from what's wrong to what's right can dramatically change your outlook. Remember, you are not defined by your thoughts. You have the power to choose which ones you focus on and how you respond to them. When those negative forces creep in, remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the things you're grateful for. Build a mental shield of positivity. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone struggles sometimes. It's part of being human. Acknowledge your imperfections, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and those inner critic voices are going wild, you're not good enough. What if you mess up? But wait. Remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those negative thoughts, challenge their validity, and reframe the situation. Think, this is a chance to share my ideas and contribute to the team. You visualize yourself confidently delivering the presentation, receiving positive feedback, and feeling proud of your accomplishment. This shift in mindset from fear and doubt to confidence and purpose can make all the difference. So remember, you're not your thoughts. Your thoughts are simply passing clouds that you have the power to observe and choose how to respond to. By practicing self-awareness, challenging negativity, reframing thoughts, building a positive inner voice, and treating yourself with kindness, you can overcome those pesky negative voices and step into your full potential. Let's take action. Start by identifying 3 negative thoughts that frequently pop up in your head. Then, challenge each one with evidence and reframe it into a more positive statement. Share your experiences on social media using the hashtag #AntiAnxietyStoic. Let's build a community of support and encouragement. And remember, you've got this. See you tomorrow for another dose of calmness, control, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.